Be warned, terrorism is spreading across the upstate. This is the Terra Show on
106.3 WORD,
the Upstate's talk station.
Are you a good mom? Good mother? You got children in the house, you're married. Is your wife a good mother? You happy in your marriage? You're about to hear something, and I'm going to warn you, it will probably disturb you a little, ladies. It disturbed me the first time I heard it. And you may disagree. You may disagree violently with what you're about to hear. I did the first time I heard it. Made me mad. But I want to ask you to listen, and then I want to ask you what you think about what you're about to hear. I heard it the first time a year ago, and it has completely changed the way that I look at things. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. About a year ago, you may remember the whole Lindsey Graham Republican primary. A lot of people running. And one of the people who was running was Zed Bowers. He is a minister from Columbia who, you're about to hear in a moment, says some pretty fiery things. He was doing really good. He came out the gate a little late, but he had raised a ton of money, and folks were thinking maybe he would, you know, could be a contender in the race. And so one of his sermons leaked out, and it had to do with marriage, and specifically with what he believes causes a lot of divorces. He's done a lot of marriage counseling. Here's what he said that got everybody, and this went national, into such an uproar and made me so mad the first time I heard it. Take a listen.
I find that in about 95% of broken marriages, though the husband's the one who ran out on his wife, the wife loves her children more than she does her husband. That is an abominable idolatry. Do you hear me, ladies? It is an abominable idolatry to love your children more than you love your husband, and it will ruin your marriage. And yet you blame it on him because he ran off with some other woman. He did run off with some other woman, and you packed his bags. All of his emotional bags you packed for him. Is that true in every case? No. But it's true in the vast preponderance of them. You just ran him off. You paid more attention to your children than you did to him. Well, he doesn't need me. Oh, he needs you more than they do. He chose you. They didn't.
Darn. Now, I got to tell you, Zed Bowers, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
I got to tell you, the first time I cut that audio about a year ago, and when I cut it, I was just shaking my head. I was just thinking, what kind of nut is this guy? You know, what does he think? I mean, this is like third century view of women, right? So, and I cut it, and I played it on the show, and, you know, in my show in Charleston, 2 days, 3 days go by, and I start to notice, I'm doing this. I'm doing this in my marriage. My children are asking, you know, my husband's asking me for some small thing he wants me to do. It's not important. My children are asking me for some small thing, change the channel, Mom. And I'm changing the channel first, every time. The husband wants something, kids want something, they always come first. Date night, supposed to start at 7. Well, it's 8 and I'm reading the kids the book. Because I'm a good mom. And I'm noticing, I'm doing this. And I had to take a real hard look at myself in every way that I was interacting with my family. The children were coming first 100% of the time. They were. I want to ask you, you are very passionate about this point of view. This is a sermon of yours that really, I think, did you some harm. What made you come to this point of view? Did you always think this? Did you arrive at this point of view from marriage counseling that you did? Or?
Oftentimes we come to the conclusions and the places we come to in life through a number of streams of commerce. And for me, being an attorney and then going to seminary, the word, whether it's the law of the state of South Carolina or whether it's the word of the Lord, makes a tremendous difference, because those minds that have gone together to put the law of the state of South Carolina together, the mind of Christ that goes together to put the word together, it's not my opinion. And what I found in my counseling is my opinions really didn't help people. But what helped people was to carry them to what had been proven through the ages. And I started seeing marriages restored. And in all honesty, at the beginning, I was surprised. I shouldn't have been, but I was. But I was very surprised, and then I said, oh, if I'll just set the Bible in front of them, I don't have to point my finger. I don't have to say who's right and who's wrong. There's no judgment in it whatsoever. It's just setting the Bible before people and watching their marriages. I mean, your testimony, and you and I have talked about this a couple times, but I cannot tell you how you have encouraged me to be bolder in what God says about marriage. So you have improved my life greatly, and I've never told you that, but it's just true.
Well, thank you, Ted Bowers. And, you know, I wanted to have you on today for Christians who might relate to this, but also for, I just think this is an interesting sort of self-examination for people who are not Christians. Were you finding, right, when you're doing these, you're counseling couples and their marriage is on the rocks. I mean, it, a lot of the time you're saying what you found that the key thing was that the wife was putting the children before the husband. And what was that causing?
Yes.
And was she even aware she was doing it? I'm just curious.
She was not aware she was doing it. And it doesn't, whether you're Christian or non-Christian, we fall into the same patterns in life. She was not aware she was doing it. It's just natural. She's got that mothering, nurturing instinct, and she's just going to take care of those children, which is wonderful and what she should do. But you need to remember, he came before they did. And the marriage is crucial. And this, if the children can see mama and daddy loving each other, that is the greatest security they're going to have in life. It's great for them. But that's not going to happen if either the father's ignoring the mama or the mama's ignoring the daddy. And so what we need to do is encourage people, husbands and wives, to honor one another first, and all these other things, they really will work out. You know, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other matters will be provided. And just as you pointed out, for non-Christians, the rules are still the same. I mean, the lessons that we learn, and the lesson is, male and female, y'all focus on each other as husbands and wife. Hug each other often. Stay close to one another, and you will see a joy in your children you've never seen before.
And you know what, Ted Bowers? I wanted to have you on because that is so true. And it's painful to do what you're saying because it goes against our grain as women. Let me give you an example of the stuff that I had to start doing. And I would feel like a bad mom as I would do it. My kids want to go to the park. My husband doesn't. He wants to go home. I would have gone to the mat for the kids to go to the park. Now, right, we go home because my husband wants to go home. And what he wants comes first, not what they want. It is completely counterintuitive for women. And kids are crying. They want me to read a book. No, it's 7. We're doing date night to dinner, to bed. But you, mommy, you promised a book. I know I did. I'm sorry. I ran out of time. That is so counterintuitive for me, but it started to change my marriage.
Well, Tara, how did it affect your children? When your children saw you respecting your husband in a larger way, not that you didn't respect him before, but when they saw the grandness of that respect, not that you were stiff-arming them, but that you were putting first things first. How did it affect your children?
Well, the first thing I would say is that I thought it would hurt the little snowflakes, and it didn't. They were fine. I'm telling them, no, Daddy wants this. Oh, I want to go to the park. But you know what? They got over it. And the second thing, is I think it kind of began to make my husband the center of our family.
Right.
And I started following it in other ways too, like with discipline. In the past, I'd be like, oh, come on, blah, blah, blah. No, so I started, you know, what he says goes, even if I'm like, oh, he was a little too tough on him. You know what I'm saying? It started to make my husband sort of the source of power and in some ways fear in the family, which disciplinary wise was good. But it's still hard. It's still hard every time I have to catch myself. And so my kid wants this. Nope, wait, my husband wants that. No, okay, so what he wants is going to come first.
Right. Yeah, because I am a man, boy, it's always good to go back to first things. Remember when a man was a boy, his first two words beyond mom and dad were, watch me.
Mm.
And all a man is a big boy. I mean, that's all I am. And those first words, watch me. And he was saying that to mom and dad. And then he said it to his girlfriend. And then if he may not say it to his wife, but he still wants it. Watch me. And if you don't watch him, he has a tendency to wander. And that's what we don't want to have happen in any marriage. And so where is your eye fixed first? Where is the eye of the tiger? And it needs to be where the tiger is rather than the cubs.
When we come back in just a second, I'm talking to Dud Bowers, former candidate for state senate, minister. I want to ask about this idea. It is an abominable idolatry, he believes, to love your children more than your husband. You agree with that? We'll talk to him about it next. Texter writes, in the meantime, hey, Tara, too many men come home and the dog greets them better than the wife. Then he forgets their anniversary, her birthday, and Valentine's Day. I think this line of thought has to go both ways. Tara Show time, it is 9:17.
Text Tara at 71307. It's the Tara Show.
Live and local, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate Talk Station.
Talk to Tara on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line at 800-347-1063. Text at 71307.
Live and local.
This is the Tara Show.
106.3 WORD.
I find that in about 95% of broken marriages, though the husband's the one who ran out on his wife, the wife loves her children more than she does her husband. That is an abominable idolatry.
It was the thing that got Dud Bowers in trouble in the Republican campaign, made a lot of women mad. But does that make it untrue? Joining me now is Dud Bowers. Now, just to, you were a Columbia minister and a former attorney. That sermon by you surfaced during the campaign, and it caused quite an uproar. But it also changed the way that I conduct my marriage. Once I realized I was doing what you had said, and I think it's changed it significantly for the better. You know, Dud Bowers, I got a phone call I won't forget when I first played this and asked people if you were nuts or was there something to this. This guy called, and he had the flu, like, 3 years ago. And he asked his wife, I feel so bad. Could you just go downstairs and get me some soup? I just want some soup. Well, like, half an hour passed, no soup. And she'd gone downstairs, and on the way, the children had asked her to do something, help them with something. And so she had gone and helped the children first. He never got the soup. He was still busted up 3 years later about that.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And it's just these little things. It's the small things. But I wanted to ask you, you said it's an abominable idolatry, you believe, having done a lot of marriage counseling, so this isn't coming out of the blue, to love your children more than your spouse. I think for a lot of people that might be a step too far. Explain that to me.
In all of our lives, there are primary, secondary, tertiaries, just to use three levels. And if we ever take a secondary and put it in a primary, there's going to be disruption. There's going to be confusion. And it's going to lead to some type of conflict. So whatever we do in life, we need to keep first things first. Our children, and I have three sons. I've got five granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, girl children are precious to me. I got five of them, and I love them, and their granddaddy gives them whatever they want. So again, understand my own bias as I come into this. But neither my three sons nor my five granddaughters ever take the place of my wife. Why? She's first. And when our boys were young, even then, they couldn't take the place of their mother in my life and in my eye. She's the one who fills my eye. Her voice is the one that resonates with my spirit more than any other voice in this world. And I can never allow something to supplant her. And that's the idolatry that comes into marriages that causes significant conflict.
And you know, it's funny because I had two boys and I can see this. I swear to you, my daughter, she's a drive-by hugger. She'll give me a hug. She's on her way. She's a boy, from the time they're born, they are so much more sensitive than girls. They need to be hugged and held for hours. And I don't think they change when they get married.
No, no, Tara, that is wonderful. You need to preach that, my friend. That's it. It doesn't matter if he's 3, 33, or 103. You want to touch him. The touches, the hugs, he wants them. I'm a man's man. And sometimes perhaps my wife can think, well, you know, that doesn't need me like our three sons or somebody else. No, 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 no. I need her kisses. I need her hugs, her touch more than anyone else's. Anyone else's. I would rather hear my wife call my name than the President of the United States.
You know where I think that comes from, too, though? You know what I think? I think because as women, we can get those hugs. We can get that affirmation from our mothers. We can get it from our girlfriends. We can get that hug we need and that good cry. Men don't have anywhere to go to do that but a woman.
You're right. You're right. You're right. And this isn't a challenge or anything else. It's just my heart for marriages. Every lady who's listening, your husband needs you to run up to him like the children do when he comes home from work and dote on him. I mean, he needs that regardless of how he brushes you off. He's just lying. That's all he does. He's just lying. He needs that comfort. He needs to know that both of y'all have been at work. You come home, he needs you. Both of y'all have been battling alligators all day long. He needs you. He just like with childbirth, you're the one that has that child. You can handle pain. My wife can handle pain. I cannot handle. I need that person who birthed those children, and I know loves those children with all her heart. I need her to put her arms around me and say, darling, I love you. I love you.
And you know what? I've done what you're saying, and I wasn't doing it before. I would greet the kids that way, but not the husband. And when you start, it makes such a difference. So I want you to tell women who are listening. You've counseled these couples. I assume you've seen some of them turn it around from this, where the woman didn't even realize she was doing this, putting the kids in front of it. Where do you start as a wife fixing this? What are the little things you need to watch out? What do you tell people?
Oh, great question. Thank you, Tara. Solomon says, be on guard for the little foxes. It is the little foxes that will destroy the vineyard. So think about small things. Tara, you've already given testimony this morning to how the small things you began to do made such a difference. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. Look, let me give you a quick exercise I've given ladies before in counseling. Is I will say, well, let me tell you what I want you to do tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. What I want you to do tomorrow is on your left hand, every time you say one of your children's names or you think of one of your children, literally take a pen and make a mark. Just make a mark all day long. On your right hand tomorrow, every time you say your husband's name or you think of him, you make a mark. And I said, and I want to see you day after tomorrow. Don't wash your hands. Let me see. And they look at me, and I said, now, let me tell you the reason I want to see. There's going to be more marks on the left hand than there are on the right. I said, now, if you have more marks on the right hand, you have to come back in and see me. But if there are more marks on the left hand, you don't need to come back. We don't need to be embarrassed. I have never had one come back, not one time. And I have counseled that, Tara, I have counseled that hundreds and hundreds of times. But it allows the mama wife to actually keep her own talk board. And she can see just in her thought life, what it is. She needs a small fox that's tearing up the vineyard. She needs to look, what does my husband like for supper tonight rather than what will my children eat?
Yep, and you know what? That's it, too. I mean, many times I'm eating things that I don't really want to, but my husband does. You know, it's just all those little things. Hang on. We're getting some great response on the text line. I'd love to invite you to call if this is ringing a bell for you. And you know who I'm hearing from? I'm hearing from men who are like, yeah, this is my wife. So the next question I want to ask him, and then we're going to open up the lines. And if you think this is crazy, which you've just heard, I want to hear from you, too. Husbands, if this is your wife and this is your life, what I want to ask him, what can they do? All right. Tara Show time. It is 9:29.
Mornings with Moxie. It's the Tara Show, only on 106.3 WORD. You are on Tara's turn. Text at 71307. Welcome to the Tara Show on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
It is is an abominable idolatry to love your children more than your husband. That statement got Zed Bowers, when he was a candidate, into a lot of trouble. But does that make it untrue? My own marriage, I've found it's actually a really good way to go about doing it, to love your husband more than your children. And you know what? It's hard, Zed Bowers, because, like, right now, I'll tell you what we're going through. My daughter is in a first grade class. We're getting ready to move here. And she does not want to leave her classmates for the last 6 weeks of school. And you know how it is with kids. They got the whole class figured out, and everybody's in their cliques. It's going to pain me. It's going to pain me to watch her go to a new school for 6 weeks. And I know it's going to be hard. She might even get bullied. But my husband wants to move us here now and get us all together. And before, I would have gone to the mat for my daughter and said, no, we're going to upend the family. We're going to make sure she's safe and secure in our environment. Now, living this way, I do it with what my husband wants. Even if I'm not so sure it's the right thing, I still do. And it is hard. It pits your children against your husband, and it tugs at all of the heartstrings that you have as a mom. And it almost seems, you know, it's counterintuitive to put her through that because her dad thinks it's the best thing. But when it comes to the kids, I go with him over them, and it's hard to learn to do. But it reorders your marriage. I want you to respond to this text that I got. Hey, Tara, I agree with that wholeheartedly, but I am sure he also has something to say about the wife's need for her husband's affection, approval, and emotional investment. He should not love his career more than he loves her. That's the tendency of a man. What would you say to that?
I agree with the texter or the emailer 100%. In Ephesians 5, when God says that husbands love your wives, there is an ocean of responsibility in that one verb, to love. The love that God uses there, his definition for love, for the husband loving his wife, is more than an emotion. It's a choice. The language of marriage is sacrifice. He is to be jealous for his marriage. And is it painful, just like you were providing about the fifth grade daughter and so forth? Yes, it's painful, but love takes the pain out of sacrifice. And what we have to do is always be aware of any conflicting love, male and female. The most difficult matter of, and I'm going to use a word that's not in the dictionary, but I don't know what other word to use, the most difficult manner of spousing, S-P-O-U-S-I-N-G, is to spouse in the style that God commands, which his command is, I have to love my wife more than I love my own flesh. That's his command to me. That's hard. His command to my wife, her name's Polly, is that she is to respect her husband, which means she's to never roll her eyes at me.
Yes.
That's hard. That's hard.
Yes,
because
it is.
There's going to be conflicts there. But the husbands have the greater responsibility, and all the ladies hear that, and I want the men to hear it. The husband has the greater responsibility. He is to set the pattern. He walks down. When you get married, he comes down there first. It's the lady that walks down the aisle for him to receive her. The burden's on him. And passive fathers, an absentee father, I have zero patience with. FDR may have been an effective president, but he had 5 children, and between them they had 19 divorces. 19.
Wow.
Well, he wasn't home. Well, yeah, but he was being president. Take that to God and see how it resonates with God's spirit.
I want to read this one to you, Zed Bowers, on this text, sir. This is interesting. Tara, this was my marriage 12 years ago that you're describing. 4 children, 14 to 24. I loved motherhood. I loved my husband. My husband adored me. But the kids always came first. My husband got fed up and checked out. No affair. Just, I don't want to be married anymore. He was an elder in our church, married 25 years. I worked on me and somehow stumbled on the fact that I love my children more and often didn't respect my husband. We managed to save the marriage and a happy 37 years. I still sometimes have to resist putting the grandkids first. I agree. Abominable idolatry.
I empathize with that lady 100%. She's been married 37 years. My wife and I have been married 39 years. Loving the grandchildren, I understand that. I applaud her. She did it. She and he did it. But she did it. They put it together. There's no confusion there. They did what if all South Carolinians and all Americans and everyone in this whole world would do, the world would be so much better. I fuss at men all the time. I say, do you think that next wife is going to be better than the one you have? You're going to go out and try to build a brand new culture with her? I mean, come on. She's always be younger. What are you doing? It's just foolishness. No, what we need is a legion of people, just like that lady who just communicated with you. We need them to come forward, bring the message. You stay in the hunt. It's always too soon to quit. We can conquer this thing. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We need to work on the flesh, and we'll be amazed at how to put together entire families.
Here's another one, Ted Bowers. I wish you could see the text line because it's just lighting us up. Hey, Tara, thanks. I'm divorced since 96, and the dating world is slap full of ladies saying they put their kids first. Every woman on every dating site should hear this message. When does the book come out? Maybe you should write a book. Maybe you should on this. Another one. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I want you to hear this one because you talked about the next marriage and what that's going to be like. I'm a stepfather for two children, 10 and 8 years old. I raised four of my own children. What Mr. Bowers is saying is actually much worse when you're just a stepfather. I've been fighting these issues with my wife for about 5 years and little has changed. I think it will eventually destroy our marriage if there isn't a change. So this gets back to what I wanted to ask you. Men hearing this today and the wife isn't listening, and you can hear this on the podcast. You can send it to her. How do you broach this topic with your wife? Where do you start if you're a man and you recognize your own marriage in this?
This is what I think I would do. I've never faced this. But I've heard a lot of testimonies in the counseling chamber. I would take my wife out to the loveliest dinner I could afford. I would say, let's get dressed up and let's do what she wants to do and let's eat at the place she wants to eat. And as we sat at the table over the candlelight dinner, I'd say, darling, I have failed you as a husband, and I know I have, and I take 100% responsibility. I want to know what I can do to make our marriage better. Don't point your finger at her in the beginning. Let the spirit who joined us together move her spirit. Implore her to answer you. How can I make it better? What you will see, if you want improvement in your marriage, you be the one who's committed to the first improvement, and you'll be amazed at what happens on the other side of the table.
All right. That's great. That's great advice. When you offer to go first, though, in fixing the marriage, and we have about a minute left in this segment, and then you get to the point where you're going to have to explain this to her, honey, it feels to me like you love the kids more. What do you say? I mean, she's going to say, well, I should. They're the kids. How do you respond to that?
I think with each person, it's going to be different. I think you delay that direct confrontation until you're comfortable that the relationship is solid and you can move into the more controversial territory. You take the low-hanging fruit first, and you work on yourself verbally with her, and then you see. It didn't go awry overnight.
No.
It's not going to get straightened out overnight. Time, it's on our side if we just recognize it's too soon to quit.
This is and, of course, you can, Ted Bowers, if you want to explain this to your wife, but you don't know how, maybe you could just send her this hour of the show, which will be up on the podcast. Might be an easier way of going about it. Ted Bowers, I've so enjoyed having you on the show this morning, and just wanted to maybe find a way to teach the listeners sort of what I've learned through you. And I know you paid a big price for this message and delivering it, but it made a difference in my life, and I want to thank you for that.
Tara, you made it all worthwhile. You have made it all worthwhile. You are a dear person. The Lord is working in your spirit, and through you, He's working on other people. And I just praise the Lord that whatever it was it took the two of you and me, the two of us to come together, the Lord made it happen, and may the Lord bless you and keep you throughout your life.
Well, thank you so much. Ted Bowers, again, really enjoyed it this morning on 106.3 WORD. And again, this entire hour, this conversation is on the podcast. We'll be up later on this afternoon, 106.3WORD.com. If you disagree and you think this is terrible, oh, you can't believe I am agreeing with this, give me a call and tell me why. 800-347-1063. Tara Show time, it is 9:46.
15 minutes of nonstop breaking news and more stimulating talk kicks off every hour on The Tara Show, only on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. You're listening to The Tara Show, a new way to start the day, only on 106.3 WORD.
ORD, the Upstate talk station.
So I know know this would generate a lot of controversy. It sounded like a crazy idea when I first heard it. This idea of loving your spouse more than your children, it's almost unnatural for women. But it works. Here's a text that I got just a bit ago. I'm 60 years old and realized that my mom made this mistake of loving the kids more than dad. And it really destroyed our dad and ultimately their marriage. Priorities matter, and I've watched my sister's marriage flourish because she corrected this mistake. Now, the text, my opinion, best broadcast so far, Mrs. Tara. This went a long way toward me warming up to you. Still miss Russ, though. Yeah, I know a lot of people do. Some of the feedback is not positive. James Wright, that was an awful choice for an interview. The man is of the 19th century. Greenville is backward, but this guy is truly a Neanderthal. Yeah, but I'll tell you what. He's very religious, and so he quotes the Bible a lot. But the reason I had him on is because even if you are not religious, it is still good life advice, I think, for me personally, for my marriage. Maybe it's not for you. But I want you to consider it. Do what he did, ladies. Seriously. Because this would have been me. He said, every time you think of your kids, you talk to your kids, you address them, make a mark on your hand, on your left hand. And then every time you think about your husband, you know, you worry about your kids. You plan for what they might like for dinner. Every time you do that for your husband, you think about your husband, put a mark on your right hand. And he's right. The left hand would be marked up. And that's not a recipe for marriage success. Not at all. And let me tell you, if you start to reverse things, and I'm not perfect at it, I have a long way to go, you will find your marriage gets so much stronger. Now the texter writes, riveting. I have to tell you, this really hit home with me. Thanks so much for having him on. God is amazing how he works his way in us. Yeah, and great, you know, great advice too. You know, my husband and I, when we were going through marriage counseling you had to do that in the Catholic Church before they would marry you. At the end of it, they made you take a test. You had to pass the test in order, you know, to get them to marry you. And my husband and I missed the same question. And the question was, who should you love more, your husband or your children? We both put children. And the Vatican puts this out, you know, with the standard set of test questions. We both got it wrong. No, it's your husband, not your children. You should love your husband more. It's kind of weird to me. We both went, what? But it makes sense now. Christine from Simpsonville, welcome.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for having this. This was excellent. And whoever texted in and said that fellow is a Neanderthal doesn't want to admit what she should know is the proper truth.
Yeah, and I know, it's like I said, Christine, I know because he's so religious that would hit people who maybe aren't religious the wrong way. And it hit me the wrong way at first because it sounds like a condemnation of women. But the more you start thinking about it, you realize there's a lot of truth here, at least for me. So
it is.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Christine, for your phone call. I certainly appreciate it. Getting a lot of emails in on this. This Tara, great show this morning. When a man gives 100% to his wife, and the wife gives 100% to her husband, the natural outflow of that is the care of their children together. Feminists have done everything they possibly can to take the man out of manhood. Marriage is not a 50-50 proposition. It is 100% to 100%. I'm so thankful for the wife that God gave me, because without her, I'd fall apart. Aw, Steve, that's real sweet. Certainly appreciate that. Another texter writes, my wife and I spend lots of time together and even have a date night once a week. We go on trips without our children. Now they are grown and my wife and I are more closer than ever. Our love is stronger than when we're married with children. We still love being with each other. Yeah. And I know this is, and you know what it is? It's the little things. It's just, it's the little things.